This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The president of the United States is going to be in Oregon tomorrow at Nike headquarters. He may or may not pick up some new gear while he's out there. I don't know. But what he's actually going out to do is some free trade politics. And the Trans-Pacific Partnership is deep in negotiations, as you know. There's also another trade deal, this one with Europe, being worked on hot on its heels. But the debate around those two has dredged up memories of a much older discussion about the North American Free Trade Agreement. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with NAFTA in the age of the TPP.
Andy Scheuer has a T-shirt that lists NAFTA negotiation sessions on the back like their concert tour dates, a memento from when he was a lawyer spending late nights typing drafts of the deal. He's now a partner at the law firm Sidley Austin.
My wife remarked that while it was safe to wear that in the house, it probably was prudent to wear that around the neighborhood.
It was mostly a joke, but it shows how divisive NAFTA's become.
People seem to know that NAFTA should be opposed without really understanding why.
There will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Now, Ross Perot is not a name that comes up a lot these days, but this line from a 1992 presidential debate is often cited to sum up public fears about how NAFTA would send jobs to Mexico. What it actually did?
So NAFTA did not do as much as is claimed by people who are either for or against NAFTA.
Simon Johnson is a professor of global economics at MIT.
It did increase trade, particularly between Mexico and the United States. It did displace some jobs in the United States, and some people who lost those jobs didn't get good jobs again.
Trade has winners and losers. Many labor unions, for example, will say the losses aren't worth the gains. Lots of economists disagree, including Jeffrey Schott with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. But he says politicians often try and sell these deals by promising new jobs.
People with an economics 101 background know pretty well that you're not going to create more jobs through a trade agreement, but trade agreements affect the type of jobs available in an economy.
Ideally, jobs with higher wages. Fast forward to today, as critics call the Trans-Pacific Partnership NAFTA on steroids, and President Obama argues it should be debated on its merits, not what NAFTA did or didn't do. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.